The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Thank you so much for leaving your reviews. We love when we get to read them on air, but more so, we love when we get to hear you read them. So make sure you go to shaleenjohnson.com/AskShalene and read your own review. And if we pick yours, we'll be sending you a thank you gift from Shalene personally. Now, here's today's review. Today's review, titled Helpful, Full of Information and Fun, by Merce Cordero. It blows my mind how this podcast has changed my whole perspective in business, life, and even relationships. It's full of ideas, knowledge, wisdom, and motivation for your business and life. Shalene's enthusiasm is contagious, and all of her hints and ideas are so helpful, I sometimes can't believe this is free. Thanks for everything.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
How did it make you feel when you read the title of this podcast today? Did you feel like, well, I better listen to this because it's going away? Obviously, that was very intentional. What I want to talk to you about today on this Quick Tip Tuesday is something I so often see marketers, people who own a business, people have something to sell, people who have something to offer, leaving out, or they think they're doing it, yet it's not strong enough or not clear enough. And what I'm talking about, that thing that we're talking about, is you as a person who knows you have something to offer that can help people, you being the leader and helping people to take action now. How do we get people to take action right now? You and I both have been in the mall or looked at a car or even gone home shopping, house shopping, apartment shopping. You've looked at something and thought, you know what? I should probably get this, but what if there's something better out there? What if there's the exact make and model that I'm looking for down the street and I can get a better deal on it? This outfit looks great on me, but you know what? I haven't gone into Nordstrom yet, so you then say to the sales rep, yeah, I like it, but I think I'm going to take a look around, but I'll be back. We always promise, I'll be back, don't worry. And even if you really did like that outfit, even if you fell in love with that car and you really liked the sales rep, do you ever go back? No, I mean, rarely. We don't go back because A, we're busy, we get distracted, we start to run out of time, we get shopping fatigue or decision fatigue. But most often, the reason why we don't go back and buy or purchase that thing that we were looking at is because someone else did a better job of getting you to take action. We do this with urgency and scarcity. The first thing you have to understand, if you want to really be great at sales, and I know you want to be great at sales because you want to be great at business. I'm sorry, if I hear one more entrepreneur say, I don't want to be pushy, I love this thing, but I don't want to be salesy, I'm going to pinch your head off. Because you just need to reframe the way you feel about the word sales. Sales is just another way of saying, I want to persuade people to do things that are in their best interest. Now, that's how I think of sales. You might think of sales differently because perhaps in the past, you've tried to persuade people to do something or buy something that you didn't believe in. And guess what? That has nothing to do with entrepreneurship because you wouldn't get into a business pushing or promoting or selling something as an entrepreneur that you don't actually like, I would hope. In which case, if you have, no wonder you don't like sales. But if you actually believe that what you have to offer can help people, then that means you are a leader and you have to be persuasive. And to be persuasive, you have to understand human psychology. Remember this now until forever. People are far more motivated by what they might lose versus what they might gain. Okay, think about that for a second. We are more motivated to take action out of fear of losing something than we are motivated to take action because of the possibility or potential to gain something. All right, so now pop quiz. Knowing that about human psychology, what would be more motivating? If you buy this thing today, you get this bonus? Or if you buy this today, you're going to take advantage of this super low price and tomorrow the price goes up? Well, believe it or not, statistically speaking, an increase in price is a serious motivator because people don't want to lose money. Now, that was kind of a trick question, because if the bonus is something that they see as incredibly valuable and that they need, that's why the type of bonus that you offer needs to very closely match the needs of your target audience, and it needs to align with the other thing that you're offering. For example, if I'm a photographer and I'm offering a 2-hour session at a discounted rate, and I've got the option of discounting my rate further or giving them a bonus that includes a 30-minute hair and makeup consultation plus tips and suggestions on how to pose and pick out their outfits. Like, if that's the right individual, that's going to be the right bonus. And in fact, they would see not taking advantage of that bonus as losing out on something. So it's not a black or white, like it's always better to offer a discount versus a bonus. That's not what I'm saying. I'm suggesting that whatever it is you create, you need to encourage people to take action because they have a fear that they're going to lose out. They're going to lose something. That motivates us to take action. We're going to lose the opportunity. Now, I'm recording this coming off of Black Friday. And Black Friday is the ultimate example of how marketers understand the power of both urgency and scarcity. I mean, you can't turn on the TV or the radio or open up your social media feed and not see sale ends tonight at midnight. This weekend only. Black Friday special, effective only through midnight. Those are examples of powerful motivators based on urgency. You feel an urgent need to take advantage of that price because you know the price is going to go up. You know that Black Friday is a special day where you get a deeply discounted price. Marketers also love to use scarcity during the holidays. How often do you see the pumpkin spice latte at Starbucks? Only during the holiday season. They create that scarcity. So you feel like you just have to go in. It becomes a sensory experience where you associate it with the holiday seasons. You know that if you don't get one now, even if you're craving one in July, you're out of luck. Examples of how you can create and should be creating scarcity include letting people know that there's a limited quantity. And in my mind, no one has set the bar for scarcity quite the way the luxury brand Hermes has with its Birkin bag. Now, if you're not familiar with the Birkin bag, if you don't collect purses, even if you do collect purses, you might not be aware of this, but it's a simple looking purse. I don't even think it's that cute. Sorry. But this single purse can cost upwards of $250,000. Like, who's got that kind of coin for a purse? Are you kidding me? The least expensive Birkin bag I've ever heard of is in like the $10,000 range. Again, I cannot imagine spending $10,000 on a purse. But the reason why their success behind the Birkin bag really lies behind this principle of scarcity and desire. You see, even if you've got like $500,000 to plop down on your Birkin bag, you can't walk into Hermes and say like, okay, I'm here to buy a Birkin bag. Can you please show me your selection? First of all, there isn't a selection. These bags are coveted. You have to know someone who knows someone who knows someone. You have to get your name on a wait list. You have to be one of the who's who. And then, from what I understand, they analyze and watch your buying behaviors with Hermes. So you can't be like, oh, the first Hermes piece I'm ever going to buy is a Birkin bag. Doesn't work that way, as far as I can tell. There are no commercials, no print ads, no promotion of the Birkin bag. It is simply grown out of folklore, built around the scarcity. Like, once you have one of these bags, you have arrived. All right, now let me share with you a much scaled back version of scarcity put into action by my daughter, Sierra. Her website name is bootlegbootleg.com. And you can go there, but y'all, you can't shop there. Why? Because she's really putting this scarcity mindset into practice. Like, it is the basis of her brand. I think it's brilliant. She created these handmade, really cool, giant, oversized pearl, hand-painted earrings. I don't understand it. It's like a funky style that, like, I don't know if it would appeal to like most of my listeners, but like her generation, she's 19 and super artsy. And like, she's the cream of the crop when it comes to cool. Like, no one is as cool as Sierra. If you go to her Instagram, you'd be like, I don't understand. And that's what she's hoping for. But that's what her generation does. Like, they delete their whole Instagram feed. They really build everything around that scarcity mindset, because a lot of them grew up with the brand Supreme, and Supreme did this along the lines of Birkin. So anyway, Sierra creates these earrings. I think she did like, I don't know, 60 sets. And I said to her, do you want me to promote it on my Instagram story? She's like, no, absolutely not, Mom. Here's what I'm going to do. I handmade these and I'm going to hand select the people who wear them, because I want my brand represented by the people who wear. I want my customers to be the best advertising, like the best promotion, if you will, of my brand. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell people, if you want one, if you want a pair of these, DM me and apply. She legit had people apply to buy them. I was like, this is so Sierra, and it's so brilliant. And I hope she keeps it up, because I really think it's an incredible idea. Did it offend a lot of people? Yeah, because a lot of people follow her because they know she's my daughter. Some of my closest friends DM'd her. They're like, hey, can I get access to the website? You know, some of my relatives, my sister, I DM'd her. I'm like, hey, can I at least buy a pair? I'm your mom. Hello, can I buy a pair? And she's like, no, I'm sorry, you've been denied. Like, she denied everybody. And I don't know what her criteria was exactly. I do think that there was an age limit there. Yeah, ageism at its finest. But what she did is, once she accepted you to be a customer, then she sent you a private code, and that allowed you to shop on her website. She didn't have to tell people, like, hey, post up that you're wearing these earrings. Like, they became unpaid influencers for her. They're like, huh, I got a code, I got approved. And sure enough, like, the people that she ended up approving were like super cool, had a lot of followers, had a certain vibe, a certain feel. And like, that's the way to promote a brand. Now, that's one version of scarcity. But another example of scarcity might be for you to say, listen, I'm only opening this up, as we do with the Marketing Impact Academy, for X number of students. And that isn't fake scarcity. That's scarcity we build in because we can't accommodate thousands and thousands each time we have new enrollment. We have to carefully figure out what type of staffing we have. How many people can we accommodate at our next live event? What's going on right now in social media and business building so that we can really serve our new crop of students? So we don't share the number, because it fluctuates and changes, but we have a set number at Team Johnson. And once we reach that number, we close registration. And because it's kind of unpredictable, people come to expect that. And we tell them it's going to close as soon as registration is full. And if registration hasn't filled up, like, let's say it's a slow year, which has happened in the past, then we have a date by which we close registration, and you can use something like a countdown clock. A countdown clock alone on your website will increase conversion rates by up to 10%. Like, that's just an average. Some people see an even higher rate than that. Countdown clocks are huge. You can use a countdown clock as a sticker on your Instagram stories as well. Here's the bottom line. If you're giving people anything more than today to think about something, it's too long. I see people doing this all the time. They'll say, you have until Friday to decide. It's too long. Not because you want people to make an irrational decision, but because you want to help people. And you and I both know, I probably am not going to go back and spend the time looking at this thing that I'm considering and doing the cross comparisons and evaluating whether I need it and really taking a deep dive into what I get. I'm not going to have time to do that again later. So you're doing me a favor by incentivizing me to take action now through either scarcity, meaning there are very few spaces, very few quantities left, or urgency. This sale, this opportunity ends soon. When you give people time to think about something, I know that feels like you're being low pressure, but I don't see it that way. I see it as you're making it harder on people because they were ready to buy right then. And they just needed someone to say, yeah, you need to do this right now. And you've got the opportunity or the advantage if you do this right now. You're doing people a disservice by giving them time to think about it, by explaining the scarcity, like legitimate scarcity or the legitimate urgency. You take back control. When you are the sales rep And I've sold cars before. When you're the salesperson and you've got someone looking at a car and you know that that money is burning a hole in their pocket and that they need a car like tomorrow, they need a car for Monday morning for work. The moment they walk off your lot, you've lost all control. You'll never see them again because there's someone better who can help them get in a car and solve their problem today, better than what you did. You have more leverage by creating or explaining, I should say, urgency and scarcity. Let me sum this all up by saying this. If you have any questions about how to do this in your marketing, in your emails, in your sales copy, on your sales pages, on your website, in your social media posts, the bottom line is this. You have to give people a rewarding reason, a reason why they need to take action today, right now. And never has scarcity and urgency been a more powerful, more necessary tool than it is today when our attention is so divided. I mean, let's face it, if you're lucky enough to grab someone's attention for even 2 seconds today, whether that's with an ad, a landing page, a social media post, whatever it is, if you've got their attention for 2 seconds, you have to expect in those 2 seconds, something new is fighting for their attention. Even if they do want to take action, they've just received a text message, an app notification, somebody's going live, their kids are calling for them, the phone is ringing, the text message notifications are going, like there's all these things that are competing for their attention. Even if they want to follow through and make that purchase, you have to compel them to do that because there are so many other factors competing for their attention. So that's it. Give people a reason to take action today. Hey, it's my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. Got a really great episode coming up for you on Thursday. You're going to really want to tune into this one. It's with myself and Brock. We did it together, and it's going to open up your eyes and help you understand a platform. I know what you're already thinking, Shalene, don't you dare say TikTok. Yes, I'm going to say TikTok, but it's really exciting, and you're going to learn some things about TikTok that you didn't know. And it's an opportunity. If you don't do this, if you don't listen on Thursday, you're going to be left behind. You're going to be kicking yourself. It's just going to be like those days where you're like, why aren't I getting any traffic on Facebook or wherever? And why didn't I start a YouTube channel so many years ago? I'm telling you, you need to listen on Thursday or you're going to lose out. See what I did there? Yeah. Urgency, scarcity, that fear that you're going to lose something. Hey, we both, Brock and I, really appreciate you. And thank you so much for subscribing and sharing the show with people who you think might enjoy it. All right. Talk to you Thursday. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it for you. I wanted to mention a tool that I think you're going to find incredibly useful, especially if you struggle sometimes to know what your purpose is. What is your thing? Like, what are you called to do? Why are you here? What makes you great? What makes you unique? You know what? I think you're too close to yourself to actually even see it. I think if we asked a lot of your friends and family members, they would know. But I want you to know it. I want you to declare it. I want you to see it. So I've developed this really simple questionnaire. You just download it. It's kind of like a quiz, but you're going to know all the answers to this quiz because it's a quiz about you. And when you complete it right there in your own handwriting, it's going to be perfectly clear to you what your thing is. So do me a favor, no, do you a favor and download this questionnaire. You can get it for free by going to shalene.com/my thing. And then answer the questions and I want to hear from you. Send me an Instagram message and let me know, like, what is your thing? I'm really excited to hear. And I know you will be too. It can be life-changing and clarity-providing to know what your thing is. The same answers are going to come up over and over again when you fill out this questionnaire. It's going to be so obvious to you, and it's going to give you that boost in confidence that maybe you've been missing. All right, again, shalene.com/my thing. And I am really excited for you to do this.